from Directions Media. This is Directions on the News for Tuesday, February 10th, 2009. Each week, this podcast explores news and trends related to all things location. This is Adina Schutzberg, executive editor in Somerville, Massachusetts.
And this is Dave Smith with Synergist Technology Group, currently located in Pennsylvania, but I spend quite a bit of time down in Washington, D.C.
This week, our guest host, David Smith, and I will explore a couple of topics. First, we're going to take advantage of the fact that David was at the National Geospatial Advisory Committee meeting down in Washington, that's the NGAC, and then we're going to talk about the various proposals and their statuses and how those may play out in relation to the federal stimulus bill. But first, a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by ESRI. Quickly get your imagery to the people who need it with ArcGIS Server Image Extension. For more information, visit www.esri.com/image.
Okay, so you got to spend some time at the NGAC meeting down in D.C., and this is sort of a great time for that meeting to happen because there's so many points of view coming out related to the National Spatial Data Infrastructure and imagery for the nation and support of infrastructure and all kinds of related topics. So what went on at that meeting?
I was very fortunate to be able to sit in on part of the meeting as an observer, and certainly there was discussion of these four proposals that are looking to promote this NSDI vision. And for anybody that's seen the papers, there's at a high level, there's an awful lot of commonality and this common thread, which goes back to the question of infrastructure and stimulus. If we are going to be investing a great deal of money into various projects, how can we best support that and be able to have the proper geospatial tools and data and analysis available to get the best bang for the buck and really leverage those investments well going into the future?
Now, what were the topics that came up?
In the meeting, the main focus, of course, of USGS and FGDC has been typically wrapped around the national map and efforts in support of that. There tends to be a lot of questions about governance and how to sustain some of the mapping activities, particularly given budgetary issues. So I think there's a lot of drivers happening at a federal level, which are pushing this alignment of different types of efforts. For example, the NAEP imagery versus imagery for the nation. The NAEP imagery is typically agriculture-oriented toward assessing agricultural activities, but some of the issues there are it's great imagery, but it may obscure certain features if you're dealing in mapping. For example, the flights might have been done leaf-on, and if you're working on structures or trying to glean other information from these photos, they might not be the most adequate for all needs. So we've got these kind of competing interests for imagery, but how to kind of balance things out so that we can get things consistently and robustly. That's always a big question.
Right, and Imagery for the Nation is a program that doesn't yet exist.
There's a number of different efforts going on throughout the country. For example, in Pennsylvania, we were working on a PA map effort, which kind of mirrors the national map, and there was a lot of coordination going on county by county to try and pool financial capability and be able to purchase bigger geographic areas, extensive for imagery. Also being able to buy up, for example, if one county couldn't afford to get 6-inch imagery and they really needed it, by pooling assets, they might be able to negotiate better terms with imagery providers and be able to get those. And so there's a kind of these types of ad hoc partnerships and things going on around the country, and it's kind of all building toward, hopefully at some point, we could look at it, these types of things on a national level.
And, right, and that's a vision that NSGIC, National States Geographic Information Council, described, right?
Exactly, yep. In some cases, these things are, to varying extents, supported by states. In other instances, it's counties working together. So it kind of runs the gamut. The fact that this is going on all around the nation keeps pointing back to the need for some kind of a framework so that we can continue to foster and build these partnerships. Maybe that's where USGS and FGDC and folks like that have a role to play in helping to quarterback it, whether or not there's funding available to necessarily have them subsidize it or not is another question. But if there is funding available through the stimulus or otherwise, certainly those kinds of things would also support these national map efforts that the feds are trying to accomplish.
If you had to put your finger on one thing that was sort of holding back, say, an Imagery for the Nation kind of program, Is it oversight that's the problem? Is it funding that's the problem? Is there one thing we can get through that'll open up the floodgates and make it happen?
I think certainly it does need governance. There was actually discussion at the meeting yesterday about having the National Digital Orthophoto folks at USGS.
That's NDOP. That's another one of these imagery programs.
Those folks as a subcommittee to FGDC and have them take a more proactive role in coordinating these types of imagery gathering activities. And so there might be some support to be gleaned from the feds at that level. Still, the other issue, too, is funding. Here locally, we've got one county that's they had the county flown, but now they've got a shortfall in trying to get their imagery processed. That's where perhaps there's economies of scale through these partnerships.
Sort of the same state of affairs with the national map, which really is, again, sort of one of these sort of grassroots kinds of everybody provides their own data, and then it gets knit together into this national solution.
At the national level, there's certainly some models that could be replicated. One of the ones that they discussed yesterday was the national hydrology process, where they start out with 100,000 scale mapping, and they've gotten to they're getting it successively higher and higher resolution, and now they're getting to the point where they're looking at 1 to 4,800 scale flow lines and things like that. I think part of their dilemma is that a lot of those drivers are coming from the states, that the states themselves need the higher quality data, whereas on a federal level, they might not have as much interest. They could certainly get ancillary benefit from it, but I think that's where those partnerships can come into play. And NHD, their program, has had a lot of success in building these types of partnerships. For example, between USGS and EPA, there's a strong partnership there. It's could probably use some additional bolstering and funding and support, but something that does work, and it's a model that could be considered for how to allow different stakeholders to participate in editing and upgrading and continuing to iteratively refine the database. There's also other things that could be considered a success. One that's mentioned in the second NSDI paper, for example, is the EPA's Exchange Network, where they've built relationships with all 50 states and also tribes and other entities for establishing these data flows for environmental data, regulated facilities, air quality, whole gamut of flows that they've been able to incorporate. There's still questions about how can we fully geo-enable some of these processes and have them even more robust than they are right now, but at least the groundwork is laid.
This is really an interesting time for, since our industry, to be going to Congress to look for specific funding as part of the stimulus bill, even as it's clear that we're still figuring out the best ways to collect and then disseminate these different layers of data. I mean, as you pointed out, we've got a whole bunch of programs doing imagery that aren't really integrated. We've got a bunch of different models and a bunch of different players working to try to put together the national map. But even that, we don't necessarily have a formal structure for or best practices. So what does that mean for these different proposals that are out there?
It's certainly the right time to be considering it, although as anything with time and timing, the dilemma right now is that the stimulus bill itself has already passed through the House, and it's now, as we speak, it's being debated in the Senate. Kind of anyone's guess whether anything of geospatial focus actually finds its way back into the Senate version. None of the proposals were really reflected in the House version.
Right. I think the only specific mention that I found was money specifically allocated to USGS. Was that about all that was in the House bill?
There were several different pots of money for different federal agencies that are typically agencies that deal with geospatial and mapping activities. But within that, I got the impression that it wasn't specifically for geospatial. For example, it might be facilities and stream gauges, other types of things that would provide ancillary benefit that you'd hope would have a locational component to them, but nothing specifically for geospatial, which that's the other point, too, is considering infrastructure. There is no such thing as geospatial just for the pure sake of geospatial. It's got to be in support of core business processes. For example, even our transportation infrastructure, we can only build so many lanes of highway. We can only fix and build so many bridges, and we have to think about what better ways to manage the existing resources that we have. And so integral with that infrastructure investment, the hope is that they would consider analysis and planning and things like that, that would have a need built into them for geospatial data and tools.
Now, you at the outset mentioned that there were actually four proposals that had been written to help Congress think about implementing or including geospatial in the stimulus packages, and I'm only familiar with three. What do we know about this fourth one?
To be honest, I don't know a great deal about it just yet. From my understanding, it was authored by John Pelletiello, who's, as you're aware, is involved with MAPS and COGO and other organizations. John is also an NGAC member, so I'm sure he's got quite a few insights on the thought process there as well. Certainly, even among the NGAC members, there's no absolute consensus on what this proposal should be, or there's a lot of agreement at the high level that we got to do something as a country. We have to, it's the old maxim, we may act locally, but we have to think globally and really start influence change on a kind of a national scale. I'd certainly like to see his paper. I'm sure he's got a lot of good ideas.
We'll put any information we have about that in the show notes.
There was agreement among the NGAC community that the overall concept is great, and there was a lot of positive comments about all of the papers. All of them make extremely good points, but with anything, the devil's in the details, and hopefully we can start to agree on, as a community, kind of wrap our heads around the need, why are we doing this, the whole history. I think there was a few folks out there that I noticed anyway that were kind of bewildered. Well, what is this NSDI stuff and why are we suddenly worried about it and where did this come from? And going back and looking at our whole history of the OMB Circular A16 and Presidential Executive Order 12906 and some of the things that kind of built up to where we're at now that brought us the geospatial one-stop and started putting some of the pieces of the framework together. But now the question still remains of how do we start to really populate this framework in a robust fashion.
It's my sense, having read through at least three of the four papers and watched a lot of the conversation that's been going around in the blogosphere and on Twitter, that it almost sounds like we've got to figure out what our priorities are. Which things do we do first? And then sort of get behind those and get funding for those. And that's really a hard thing to do because everything, in a sense, is a valid thing to do. The question really is what comes first. Is that a fair summary?
Absolutely. It all comes back to being able to make informed decisions and really taking our time to look at everything that's out there, all the different needs. Certainly there's a ton of great projects that could be, they like to throw around this word right now, of shovel-ready projects that could be engaged in. But what really benefits the greatest segment of the population the quickest, and stop thinking about our self-interest. Well, as a geospatial industry, we got to keep ourselves going. It's not about that. It's not about Esri. It's not about Google or Microsoft. As a nation, we need to think as a community and be able to really start to focus in on what core key investments can we make in geospatial technology that will support these planning processes and these investments into our commerce, into transportation. Hopefully, we can kind of group together as a community and look beyond vendor-specific issues and things like that.
Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Okay.
If President Obama came to you and said, David, what should we do first? What would be your inclination that would be the best thing for the nation?
That's a really good question. My inclination would be to be able to facilitate FGDC and the NGAC and folks like that to build a more robust framework, and not necessarily from the top down, but to go back and look at these partnerships that already exist, NISGIC, and really start to open up the dialogue a lot more with them and start to really leverage a lot of the activities that are currently going on. Part of it is just establishing that dialogue and that collaboration. I think a lot of benefit could be gained from just that alone. There's a considerable amount of data that's collected at the county level, at the local level, and quite a bit of that never filters up to even the state level or federal level. From a federal standpoint, if you're going to invest in some massive geospatial infrastructure project, you'd never be able to replicate the amount of work and time and passion that's gone in the local county. There's so many people out there involved working on projects within municipal government and so on. If we can kind of help to enable and facilitate our entire geospatial community through dialogue, things like that, I think that would probably go quite a ways.
So in a sense, you're saying we should really take a hard look at taking advantage of what we've already done, both in terms of the creation of data and infrastructures, and also with these various different communities and professional groups that have done a lot of work. I mean, NISGIC, I have to point to, has done an awful lot of work in thinking about these things. And that's really what NGAC was developed to do, is to start pulling together these ideas from the different communities as an advisory board to USGS and FGDC.
And looking at best practices and kind of avoiding having folks reinvent the wheels. If there's models out there that are working in one segment or another that could translate to another segment that's not quite as far along, to be able to put some of those things in place, really just kind of get a lot of these different processes aligned top to bottom without thinking about stovepipes and having things a lot more interoperability and less platform dependence, vendor dependence, so that the data can flow a lot more openly. And if you look at some of these things that are going on out there that are just phenomenal, for example, Vivek Kundra, the CTO of the District of Columbia, ran that competition, Apps for Democracy, and published some data sets, open data catalog, and just put it out there with a few prizes and things like that, and got back 47 just exceptional mashups of all sorts that are wrapped around Google Maps and other types of mapping applications. And just these kinds of phenomenal things that were just enabled a little bit of proactive thinking and being able to show folks the power of being able to open up some of these government data assets. And
it sounds like we're going to be able to take advantage of his Kunda's good thinking.
He's going to work for OMB, but he's going to be one of their lead IT guys at OMB. And certainly there's the geospatial line of business and a lot of other things that are being quarterbacked by OMB. They provide a lot of that oversight at the federal level, and hopefully we'll benefit from his vision and thinking there. I'm pretty optimistic about that. I'm very happy to see that he's going to work for the Obama administration.
Great. Well, that's all the time we've got, David. I really appreciate your time and your insights and sharing your experiences down at the NGAC meeting.
It was a pleasure.
Before we go, our sponsor ESRI would like you to know that this year ESRI is offering two code challenges in conjunction with the ESRI Developer Summit, the ArcGIS Server Mashup Challenge and the ArcGIS Mobile Challenge. Enter your original code samples by March 6th for a chance to win a cash prize. Challenges are open to all qualified developers. For more information, visit www.esri.com/codechallenge for more details. If you'd like to contact us about today's podcast or anything else, you can reach us at editors@directionsmag.com. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tell a friend.